And for those of you who have never joined us before, you are joining us in the midst of our annual stewardship pledge drive. Here is our updated poster for our pledges. We have received 106 pledges for a total of $246,052. That means we're nearly 69% of the way toward our goal. To help us think about why we might want to pledge, I've asked Catherine Allen to share a reflection on why she pledges.
UU is all about being a compassionate community, which is something I knew long before I joined, because I could see its embodiment in my family, friends, neighbors, and colleagues. My in-laws, David and Annette Burr, are UU members, and being part of their spiritual community has added a depth and richness to our family connection. The beauty of our grounds and the memorial garden are sacred spaces I appreciate and visit often. My son, Matthew Allen Special's ashes are buried in the memorial garden. Visiting him in this hallowed ground and bringing family and friends from out of town to remember him here has been so uplifting. The UU's devotion to social justice provides a spiritual home base that inspires and reminds me to bring my better self to community and interaction with others. For example, the UU graciously allowed Lisa Ivanilo and I to facilitate a support group for bereaved parents and grandparents, where we have a safe space for others who have experienced a devastating and isolating loss. I am grateful to Lisa and the UU for making this happen. I love being part of a Soul Matters small group where we practice the art of deep listening. The 7 strong and compassionate women in my Soul Sisters group this year, Helen, Anne, Mary, Sandy, Jane, and Jennifer, have helped me feel I belong to this wider community. The Sunday services are always full of surprises. I love sitting in the back with David and Annette, getting up to light a candle for my son and other beloved family members. And I especially love Rev Pam's spirited, creative, and challenging sermons. As soon as I leave the service, I call members of my extended family, most of whom have had careers in theater, the arts, or music education, and I say, guess what we sang in church today? Where else could I be on Sunday morning and hear Jared play John Coltrane during the offertory, or get to sing Everything Possible by Fred Small of the Flirtations? The UU is my sacred ground, spiritual home base, and soul connection. I am so grateful to be part of this thriving community. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine. Remember that you can still pledge online. When you go to the congregation's webpage, scroll down until you find a big blue button on the left side. It says, make a pledge. If you have questions before pledging, let us know and we'll get a steward to contact you. I know this is an especially difficult time for many of us. It is. And whatever is generous to you is generous to us. So please consider your pledge. Also, today we're not taking up an offering. Maybe next week we'll figure out how to do it, which means that those of you who usually pay your pledges by putting a check in the offering basket will need to put it in the mail. We are grateful for all your generosity, for all the time, talent, and treasure that makes this congregation run.